Chapter 1. The Russians' avid thirst for Christ. An atheist finds Christ. I was orphaned from the first years of life. Being brought up in a family in which no religion was recognized, I received no religious education as a child. As the result of a bitter childhood, which included knowing poverty in the difficult years of World War I, at age 14, I was as convinced an atheist as the communists are today. I had read atheistic books, and it was not just that I did not believe in God or Christ. I hated these notions, considering them harmful for the human mind. So I grew up in bitterness toward religion. But, as I understood afterward, I had the grace to be one of the chosen of God for reasons that I don't understand. These reasons had nothing to do with my character, because my character was very bad. Although I was an atheist, something unreasonable always attracted me to churches. I found it difficult to pass a church without entering it. However, I never understood what was happening in these churches. I listened to the sermons, but they didn't appeal to my heart. I had an image of God as a master whom I should have to obey. I hated this wrong image of God that I had in my mind, but I would have liked very much to know that a loving heart existed somewhere in the center of this universe. Since I had known few of the joys of childhood and youth, I longed that there should be a loving heart beating for me, too. I convinced myself that there was no God, but I was sad that such a God of love did not exist. Once, in my inner spiritual conflict, I entered a Catholic church. I saw people kneeling and saying something. I thought, I will kneel near them so I can hear what they say and repeat the prayers to see if something happens. They said a prayer to the Holy Virgin. Hail Mary, full of grace. I repeated the words after them again and again. I looked at the statue of the Virgin Mary, but nothing happened. I was very sad about it. One day, being a very convinced atheist, I prayed to God. My prayer was something like this. God, I know surely that you do not exist. But if perchance you exist, which I contest, it is not my duty to believe in you. It is your duty to reveal yourself to me. I was an atheist, but atheism did not give peace to my heart. During this time of inner turmoil, an old carpenter in a village high up in the mountains of Romania prayed like this, My God,